Statesboro City Council met for their last meeting of the year on Tuesday, December 19, 2023. In what took two votes, the council voted to approve the new pay plan effective January 1, 2024 for all employees. The recommendation on the agenda by city staff was to adopt the pay plan for public safety beginning January 1, 2024 and the remainder of the city employees beginning on July 1, 2024. However, Councilmember John Riggs made a motion to move forward with all employees receiving the new pay plan starting January 1, 2024. Instead of only public safety beginning in January, Councilmembers Mack, Chavers and Riggs voted in favor. Councilmember Barr voted against and Councilmember Boyum did not record a vote. Boyum challenged the process of voting and said there was not enough discussion. After more discussion regarding Robert's Rules of Order and whether or not the vote was taken properly and a proper amount of discussion was given to the council before the vote, Councilmember Riggs made a motion to rescind his original vote. Councilmember Riggs voted to rescind his vote. Councilmember Boyum and Councilmember Barr voted to rescind the previous vote and reopen discussion. Councilmember Mack and Chavers voted against. After reopening for discussion, there was very little additional discussion. Councilmember Riggs pointed out that they had discussed this extensively in the work session before the last meeting. The mayor gave each council member the opportunity to discuss this vote again. After this, again Councilmember Riggs made the same motion again to move forward with the new pay plan on January 1, 2024 for all employees. Councilmember Mack seconded. The vote passed unanimously. Employees will see the pay raise in the January 25th paycheck. It will cost $1.1 million to implement the new pay plan. This will be divided between the general fund, fire fund and enterprise fund to fund this. City staff feels that the tremendous amount of both residential and commercial growth will help make up the budget difference going into the new year beginning in July 2024. 50% of the city's employees have been with them less than 5 years. This shows the movement they are experiencing and having competitive salaries will hopefully stabilize retention and help them recruit important positions like for the police department. Councilmember Venus Mack says goodbye. Prior to the meeting, the city hosted a reception for retiring city councilmember Venus Mack. Mack was elected to city council 4 years ago in a history-making election which saw three women elected to the five-member body. We laid out a vision for this city when Councilmember Mack joined the council, said Mayor Jonathan McCollar. Through her hard work and this council, we have been through a lot of positive change. We have seen a lot of growth in this city. Thank you so much for having the courage to put your name on the ballot and being able to serve. It has not been easy. But it takes a lot more than two meetings a month to be successful as a council member. This is a huge commitment and sacrifice to serve in this way. For that we want to say thank you. Councilmember Mack with Mayor and City Council. Dwayne Grice. Councilmember Venus Mack addressed the council with her farewell. Statesboro, thank you for granting me the privilege to serve you. Making history and serving on council is one of the greatest accomplishments of my life. The legacy I've created not only makes me proud but it makes my family and our community proud. It lets the generations under me know anything is possible with hard work and dedication. To the incredible staff, your dedication has been the cornerstone of our progress over the last 4 years. To the mayor, thanks for your leadership and support. I wouldn't be in the seat if it wasn't for you. To my council sisters, together, we've made history. We've redefined what local government stands for and what it can achieve. To the rest of the council, your perseverance and dedication to our town is commendable. I can't wait to see how you will continue to make Statesboro a place people are proud to live, work and play. Serving in this capacity is no easy task. Remember, greatness is within reach. Statesboro relies on your continued dedication. Again, Statesboro, thank you all for your support and belief in our vision. Let's continue pushing the boundaries, striving for the betterment of our beloved town. Thank you for granting me opportunity to serve. Anything is possible with hard work and dedication, said Councilmember Venus Mack. Councilmember Mack with her family. Dwayne Grice Recognitions, Public Presentations. A. Presentation of a retirement award to Keith Perkins, Water and Sewer Superintendent, who is retiring effective January 1, 2024 after 36 years of service. Mr. Perkins was not in attendance, but he was recognized by the mayor and council for his dedicated service to our community. B. Presentation of a certificate of appreciation to Councilmember Venus Mack for her dedicated service to the City of Statesboro. Caption C. Presentation of a certificate of achievement from the Georgia Municipal Association to Mayor Pro Tem Sherry Barr for her completion of 72 hours to training. The award was presented by Pam Helton, GMA Director of Member Services. Councilmember Sherry Barr with Pam Helton, GMA. Dwayne Grice D. Presentation of a certificate of dedication from the Georgia Municipal Association to Councilmember Phil Boyum for his completion of 276 hours of training. The award was presented by Pam Helton, GMA Director of Member Services. Pam Helton, GMA with Councilmember Phil Boyum. Dwayne Grice approved. Consent Agenda 1. Approval of Minutes. A. The 5th of December 2023 Council Minutes. B. The 5th of December 2023 Work Session Minutes. Public Hearing approved. 6. Public Hearing and Consideration of a Motion to Approve. Application RZ the 23rd of November 01. Danny Jones requests a zoning map amendment from the PUD, MX, Planned Unit Development, Mixed Use, Zoning District to the R2, Townhouse Residential, Zoning District on approximately 2.63 acres of property located on Gentilly Road. Cody Rogers, EMC Engineering, spoke in favor of the project. Arthur Sparks is not opposed but has concerns. His property adjoins this development by 300 feet. Russell Jones has met with him twice and we have walked over the property and discussed my concerns and have come to a basic agreement. He thanked Mr. Jones for working with him in providing adequate natural buffer 8-foot privacy fence consideration of drainage approved. 7. Public hearing and consideration of a motion to approve. Application sub the 23rd of November 02. Karen Lovett requests a preliminary subdivision plat of approximately 16.47 acres of property located on Brannan Street. John Dotson, Maxwell Reddick and Associates spoke in favor of the project. Alan Gross, City Business Recruiter, spoke in favor of the project and commended local realtor Todd Manick for his work on putting this project together. Gross said they have significant interest in this prospective development. Approved. 8. Public hearing and consideration of a motion to approve. Application sub the 23rd of October 03. SLA Communities LLC. Request a preliminary subdivision plat of approximately 36.55 acres of property in order to construct a 124-unit single-family detached subdivision on Beasley Road. Ashley Durrance with Smith Family Homes spoke in favor of the request. Approved. 9. Public hearing and consideration of a motion to approve. Application RZ the 23rd of November 04. West District Development requests an amendment to an existing PUD, Planned Unit Development, in order to complete the Phase 2 development of the West District located at 40 East Cherry Street. Josh Whitfield spoke in favor of the project. Approved. 10. Public hearing and consideration of a motion to approve application for an alcohol license in accordance with the City of Statesboro Alcohol Ordinance Sec. 6-13. A. Express One Stop 190 Northside Dr. W. Statesboro, Georgia, 30458. License type. Package sales, beer and wine only. Approved. 11. Second reading and consideration of a motion to approve Ordinance 2023-20. An ordinance amending Chapter 10, Article 1 of the Statesboro Code of Ordinances. Bullock County handles animal control in the city under SDS. City and county are working on an animal control IGA to replace the outdated one in place since 2007. In order to streamline prosecution of violations in magistrate court, it is necessary for city and county to have substantially similar animal control ordinances. Council directed drafting of this revision at November 21 work session. First reading was passed on December 5, 2023. Approved. 12. Consideration of a motion to approve Resolution 2023-51. A resolution to approve the Employee Compensation Plan for Public Safety, Police Officers and Firefighters, effective January 1, 2024 and General Government Employees effective July 1, 2024. At the Council Retreat in March 2023, city staff highlighted challenges with recruiting and retaining employees and recommended a compensation and classification project. On June 20, 2023, the elected body approved the recommended consultant, Condry and Associates. The results of the compensation project were presented to the elected body during a work session on December 5, 2023. Approved 13. Consideration of a motion to approve Resolution 2023-52. A resolution authorizing the opening of a separate bank account for the 2023 TSPLOST. The City of Statesboro entered into an intergovernmental agreement for the use and distribution of proceeds from the 2023 TSP lost with Bullock County on July 12, 2022. Per the agreement, the city is required to open a separate bank account for the 2023 TSPLOST proceeds. Therefore, it is my recommendation to open the 2023 TSPLOST bank account. Approved 14. Consideration of a motion to approve a temporary special event permit in accordance with the City of Statesboro Alcohol Ordinance Sec. 6-8, D. 3, issued to the Blue Room for December 31, 2023 from 7 p.m. to 12 a.m. The location of the event is 1830 Chandler Road. Approved 15. Consideration of a motion to approve an amendment to the contract with Tyler Technologies Software for Cloud Storage Service. In 2020, the city signed an agreement with Tyler Technologies to move toward cloud storage. The amended contract updates the cost for software maintenance and support services. Approved 16. Consideration of a motion to approve the purchase of 11-2023 or newer Ford F-450 Super Duty XL4WD7.3LV8 or equivalent at a cost, not to exceed, $80,000. If approved, this purchase would be funded out of natural gas operating funds. The purchasing division has requested for written quotes for several heavy-duty trucks over the past few months. These trucks have specific requirements based on their use for the requesting department. Since there is a high demand for these types of trucks, few dealerships are able to stock them and most of them have no service body. If a truck has a service body, it is sold quickly. Commercial dealerships and state contractors have participated in our process, but are unable to assist us because of the lack of availability or not able to commit to a purchase. Therefore, if a vehicle becomes available that meets the department's specifications, if approved, this vehicle would be purchased using operating funds from the Natural Gas Department. Approved 17. Consideration of a motion to approve a water, sewer agreement with Blanchard Equipment not to exceed $325,350 to extend a 12-inch water main approximately 3,800 feet on Miller Street extension to Veterans Memorial Parkway. Work to be paid for with funds from system revenues in the Water Sewer Fund. Blanchard Equipment Company, located on the corner of Stockyard Road and Williams Road, is moving to a new location. They have recently purchased property on the corner of Miller Street Extension and Veterans Memorial Parkway. Engineers working for the company contacted us about the possibility of extending water service to their new site in lieu of a private well, tank and booster pumps for fire protection. This location is outside of the city limits, approximately 3,800 feet from the closest available connection point, which is at the intersection of Miller Street Extension and Stockyard Road. Their engineers have determined that the customer would need to extend an 8-inch water main to the site to serve their needs. However, to provide for future growth and improved fire protection, we have requested that a 12-inch main be installed instead of an 8-inch and that 8 additional fire hydrants be installed. The engineer has determined the cost to construct a 12-inch water main and hydrants as $325,350 more than an 8-inch water main. Blanchard Equipment has requested that the city pay the additional cost we are requesting. Approved 18. Consideration of a motion to award a contract for professional engineering services for Phase 2 of the South Main Street, Blue Mile Streetscape Improvements Project to TR Long Engineering in the not-to-exceed amount of $399,420. The project will be paid from 2018 TSPLOST funds. The City of Statesboro has completed Phase 1 of the Blue Mile Streetscape Improvements Project. This project will continue the theme of improved drainage, sidewalks, landscaping, street lighting, resurfacing, and utility relocation along South Main Street. Phase 1 began at the intersection with Tillman Road and ended near the intersection with Fair Road. Phase 2 will start at the Fair Road intersection, with accommodation for a proposed roundabout, and terminates at the intersection of East and West Grady Streets. There is expected row conflicts and utility concerns that will be identified through this initial planning and design process. Also, all storm infrastructure will be upgraded to GDOT standards. The City of Statesboro issued requests for proposals, RFP, for engineering services for the subject project. The RFPs were evaluated and ranked on each qualification-based selection on the criteria of cost, experience of staff, experience of firm, project approach, and references. TR Long ranked highest. Other business from City Council. Thanks to Olympia Gaines and her team for the Christmas toy drive. They served over 100 families and 250 children. They raised over $7,800 for the drive, said Mayor McCollar. It was a beautiful opportunity for our children and families. This was the fifth year we have done this. We thank you, the citizens and our staff, for making this possible. This event made Christmas possible for so many. City Manager's comments. Charles Penny, City Manager, gave an update on the housing rehab program. The cost for the rehab cost was set at $50,000. However, we need to consider moving to a $70 per square foot funding model. $50,000 has been very challenging to get these projects done. The cost of inflation has made this challenging at $50,000 project budget. Public comments, general. None. Executive session. None. Click here to view to agenda and supporting documents. Live stream of meeting.